the problems of my life is to not harm and to benefit to others, the living beings, to every living being who are equal, to every living beings who are equal in the infinite sky. The very heart of my life is cherishing other sentient beings. That is, cherishing other sentient beings. Rather, renounce others, cherish oneself. In place of that, cherish other sentient beings who are source of all their happiness, all their success, and then renounce their self, that which is the source of all the problems, and then rather doing only work for us, only work for self, then bring living the life only for others, for others' happiness, to obtain happiness or other every living being. So this is the heart of my life. And then to what a sentient being, what the sentient being want is happiness. What they don't want is suffering. And so to be able to so my job my job is to free them from all to free them from all the undesirable sufferings and causes, and bring them and lead them in the desirable the happiness, especially highest happiness, the full enlightenment, the state of mind that which is devoid of all the free from all the mistakes, all the obscuration, and complete in all the qualities, the realizations. So that normally in the world, so we learn things, we learn handcrafts, we learn or we learn say many things, however, literature, philosophy, or science, or so many. Anyway, we learn so many things, so that you can teach others who don't, others who need help, or who doesn't know, who doesn't have these educations, so that you can help them to have these educations. And then they can use this education for their, they can use these educations for their living, and so they can teach others. So so same thing others use for their living, and also see to help others. However, now same like this. similar like this. So for oneself, to bring everyone in this state of omniscient mind, knowing everything, you see, the state of perfect, you know, which is perfect, complete quality, you know. to bring in this, then if one is not qualified, one cannot do that. So like the doctor that to educate others to educate others qualified doctor the doctor who who is giving the education, you know, who is giving, trying to give the qualification to others, has to be, you see, first of all, perfectly qualified. So that one can help the others to a perfect qualification of the doctor. Or, in other words, and then can as one, as the doctor knows, as many skills as well, as many skills the doctor knows, or however, that and that and much, so much experience and depth and knowledge with depth and knowing all the subtle things, then not only the gross checking and gross analysis, but also the subtle things, able to understand, able to check, able to discover. So then this way can help the patients to be recovered well, completely. So, same. So, now, as far as development, as far as developing the quality of the mind, this development of the mind, the positive, you know, the positive mind, wanting to complete the thing. To bring other living beings to the full enlightenment, and then one need to do that. One need to be, you see, perfect qualified being to, who can guide, you know, with all the, who can guide with all the qualities. Anyway, so therefore one need to achieve the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. And for that, so, then I need to develop the path towards that, and then, also to be able to do extensive works, you know, service for, in that way, doing service for others, by developing one's own, you see, good heart or the positive mind with wisdom method, and serving others in that way, you know, serving others in that way, and you see, then also other practices or you see services to other sentient beings. For that reason, then I'm going to the Buddhist course in order to benefit for all the living beings, including the infinite sky. So generating, so doing this meditation, transforming the mind, the mind which takes the course, or mind which does the course, by transforming this way, then, with this attitude, then, doing the, say, going to the healing course. This is most one most important meditation before the discourse, before the talk, the repeating the motivation, repeating the again the motivation, the attitude, the how to say, with what attitude to do the healing course. And this most important meditation. And this transformation, this meditation that we just transforming the mind, and transforming the mind from the self-cherishing thought, from the self-cherishing thought into the thought cherishing other sentient, cherishing other sentient beings. Transforming the mind into, I say, ultimate good heart, cherishing, you know, all sentient beings, which working for, dedicating the work for all living beings, dedicating the listening, reflecting, meditation, then all this dedicating for all the living beings. So this is a transformation. this attitude is a, so the such this transformation, the attitude transformation, such this the meditation transforming the mind from the self-cherishing thought into the ultimate good heart, cherishing all living beings and dedicating, you see, in the dedicating the action the work for the so this is right immediately immediately right now, right this minute, immediately, you see, we heal the mind. Immediately we transform, immediately we heal the mind from, you see, from the self-cherishing thought that which is the creator of the, one of the major creator of the problems. from that creator of the sufferings, transform the mind into the creator of the happiness. altruism cherishing all sentient beings, intending to benefit for them, to not harm, to benefit for them. So, you see, right now, when we, by doing this meditation, right now, as we transform our mind this way, right this minute, you see, healed. The previous mind is unhealthy mind. This one, now the second mind is becoming most healthy mind, which doesn't cause any danger to the life, which doesn't cause any danger to anybody, and only peace, which only intends peace, and which only attempts for peace, which only causes peace. Then. through this meditation, transforming the mind into the altruism, you know, cherishing all sentient beings, is benefiting for all sentient beings, and then healed as it transformed from the attachment. Attachment cling to one's own, you see, just this light. So the mind is healed in this minute, that as it is in that state, you know, altruism, this ultimate good heart. mind is healed also from that worldly thought, from that, you see, the attachment, the clinging to this, just only to this life. Then then if the mind, the attitude before, what if it was jealous mind, pride, or whatever, anger, you see, ignorance. So, you see, now transformed into this ultimate good heart from from those other unhealthy mind. So, so there's by transforming or just want the meditation, the during the meditation, transform the mind in this altruism, cherishing other sentient beings. Just by this, often is healed. It is healed from many other, you see, negative thoughts or the unhealthy mind. all those which are the cause of the, creator, which are the cause of the, not just only disease, all other, you know, problems. Then, with all those other thoughts, there's no peace of mind. So, there's no peace in the heart. it doesn't bring peace of mind in the heart. you see, but this the good heart altruism. But this. Whenever the mind transformed into this, then it immediately that brought satisfaction in the heart, it brought peace of mind in the heart. So, however, so what I was talking before, is, I was talking about, you see, the importance of, by stopping the thought that we should look at only suffering, you know, the thought looking the problem as pleasant, you know, as a happiness. Then you see, through this, so by this, through practice, then you see, then one can transform the problem, you see, in happiness, or you see, supporting, rather disturbing oneself, interfering, you see. It becomes supporting, helping to able to you see, achieve the realization of the path, that which is the most important, and the ultimate healing, the ultimate healing, the ultimate healing, mind and body. You know, not only one's own healing, mind and body, but this is the way. this itself becomes the method, become the preparation, or become the method to heal, to the ultimate healing to every living being whose mind is obscured and who have sufferings, to the ultimate healing to their body and mind. See. I'm going over some examples. You see how to. how the problem is it? Usefulness, useful benefits, the benefits of the problem. So to be able to look at the positive, to look at the problems when the miserable conditions is to look at it. They need to appear. rather appearing harm, and benefiting to ourselves. You see, pleasant. to be able to appear this way, then you see, one has to look at to be able to appear this way. Pleasant, then you have to look at you see, once your mind have to look at that way. So how to look at that way is then by thinking the benefits of the problems. So this is a process. So this is the basic psychology. This is basic psychology, how to eliminate depression. all this loneliness and all these things that you see difficult to find answer in the you see in the difficult to find a real solution answer, you know, cure. So where people so many people has their whole life suffer with these things. However, one should know as extensive as possible the benefits of the problem many different points of view. So more extensive one knows, then you see, the stronger the you see thought then you see it appears more stronger, it's pleasant and happy, and then one is able to establish thought right. This is stronger. However, then let's say one of the things that how the problem is helps to how the problem helps to develop compassion. You see, within us, that is the most important. The most important. The greatest benefit of the problems. You can see now, as I mentioned, the compassion. How important is the compassion? Is I give the example. One person not practicing compassion, how it can danger the whole world. How it dangers in the past many times. You see. So even recently, story, you know, that happened. You see, it frightens the whole world by one person's not practicing compassion. So then you see, then I mentioned that starting from the family, you know, nearest person. You see, then if one practices compassion, starting from that person to everybody, numberless. Every living being, they don't receive harm from you, and they don't receive harm from you. So that absence of harm is peace. is peace. For example, even the headache is not completely gone away today, but comparing yesterday, today is less. You see. Comparing today, is less than yesterday. So I think, much better, happier. Because it's absence of the heaviness, the extra pain which was there yesterday. So absence of that, because absence of that much pain, you see, we call happy, we call better. Now same. Even the headache is not completely gone away. You see, so same. You see, absence of harm or other living beings starting from the person, the nearest person, as the person, the living being with whom one lives, of course, every day we live together, starting from that, from the family, then all the numberless living beings, you see, they receive peace, and on top of that, you say by compassion, you benefit as well. then again, let's say that another additional benefit they receive happiness. So therefore, all this has to come from you. All this depends on you. So it's up completely in your hand. What do you want to do this or not? What do you want to offer this peace to everyone or not? It depends on what you do with your mind. So it's completely in each of us in our hand, you see. therefore each of us is completely responsible. completely responsible. Every living thing, everyone's happiness. So you see, fully responsible. It depends. to our mind. Then first I mentioned yesterday that compassion, without talking other sentient beings, even you think concerning your own life, peace, happiness, success, you know, how it becomes so essential, so important. You know, without compassion, how the life becomes so miserable or a lot of, you know, bring so many problems. Self-cherishing thought, negative thought, invokes so many problems. It brings so many problems. Makes so many obstacles. And so how you are. especially for sake of other sentient beings, they become unbelievable important, needed. You see, the need to have compassion with our mind, within one's mind, within one's own mind. The reason is infinite, because nobody is sentient beings. Anybody, all the problems that we hear from the radio, society or individual person problem, country problem, world problem. However, each problem, the living beings experiencing problem, each of those problems that we hear in the radio, all this becomes the reason for us to need to generate compassion. All these have become the reason that we need to need to generate compassion with us, so that we can develop with all the rest of the qualities, and then with the more power, more knowledge, with more compassion, then can help them. So, however, the problems that we see in the TV, or even the dead life that we see person, each sentient being that whose mind, each sentient being that we see in our everyday life, each living being whose mind is obscured, and then you see having problems in the life. So each of those beings have become the reason why we should have general compassion. They become the reason. Each person that we see whose mind is obscured has ignorance, you know, and attachment, obscured and having problems. Each person that we see, being, you know, living being we see, itself become the reason need to generate compassion and need to develop, you see, the positive mind. Each insect that we see suffering, that we see animals attacking each other, you see, one animal is controlled by another animal, under the control of incredible fear and suffering. And another animal is under the control of incredible anger or incredible desire, attachment. You see, then under the control of incredible suffering, the anger or ignorance, incredible attachment, and then hung at the